The House today exempted large nonprofits from being financially audited as part of their collecting donations through the Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution. The audit was required as part of the Pick, Click, Give program that allows people to make donations from their annual dividend. Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker, who opposed the bill, is a certified public accountant. He said the smaller charities, those with annual budgets of less than $250,000, are already exempt. He said the state needs to show the organizations have good financial management practices in place and exhibit some assurance of integrity.
I personally am very concerned that when we allow an entity to appear on the Pick, Click, and Give list, we are either tacitly or, and I'd actually suggest that we are explicitly telling the public that we support these entities, that they are all equally righteous places for money to be contributed.
Sponsor of the exemption, Homer Republican Paul Seaton, said some nonprofits don't participate in the program because the audit costs more than the amount of donations they get through it. He cited as examples the Literacy Project of Alaska, the Homer Council on the Arts, and the Ketchikan Arts and Humanities Council.
Originally, this bill got brought to us because of the Seward Senior Center. Has $260,000 in total receipts for their operating amount, and so it's about a $10,000 certified public audit every year, and they received $7,000 in the 1 year that they did participate. The object of Click, Pick, and Give is not to make small nonprofits pay more than they receive.
Seaton pointed out that every federally recognized nonprofit organization must provide public access to what's called a 990 form. That's a 12-page financial disclosure document required for certification. The bill next goes to the Senate for consideration.